Вариант 12. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях 1.4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Hi everyone. Before we start our show, devoted to the third anniversary of the opening of our shop, Yellow Sunflower, I would like you to answer a few questions. It's about which of our goods you buy most often. So if you usually buy meat and meat products, please tick the red circle on your leaflet. If you buy cakes, donuts, pies and other baked goods in our cafeteria, please tick the purple circle. And if your favourite items are fresh fruit and vegetables, tick the green circle, of course.
Text B. Hi Linda, it's Max calling. Do you remember that you borrowed one of my science books last week? The one I brought to our biology class? The thing is that I need it urgently now. Could you meet up with me at about 5 p.m. near the swimming pool today? I know that you are having a swimming lesson there, and I will be getting back from my guitar class, so I can take my book on the way home. If, for some reason, you can't do that, please take the book to school tomorrow, will you? Text C.
Excuse me, have you got this umbrella in black or olive?
Yes, we have. But why have you chosen the dark colours? Don't you want anything brighter? We've got this model in pink and white, and with floral patterns too.
I hate pink. As for white, yes, it looks elegant, but it's not very practical.
Of course, black is always in fashion. Here you are. Would you like me to unfold it?
Thank you, but no need. I'm taking it. I mean this black one. It goes well with any clothes. Where can I pay?
Over there, behind the handbag stall. But let me show you how it works first.
OK, as you please.
Text D. Lisa, what are your plans for the weekend?
I don't know yet. Why?
Because I want to invite you to join our skiing party.
Skiing party?
Yes, the forecast says it'll be snowing till Friday, and the temperature will remain below zero for a few more days. A rare opportunity to ski.
It really is. Fine, I'm going to. Thanks for the invitation. All the other things like shopping, cleaning, and even studying can wait till some other time.
A wise decision. All the guys you know will be there. Katie, my neighbour, and her brother Steve, and some of my classmates. I'm sure we'll have a good time. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Hi everyone. Before we start our show, devoted to the third anniversary of the opening of our shop, Yellow Sunflower, I would like you to answer a few questions. It's about which of our goods you buy most often. So if you usually buy meat and meat products, please tick the red circle on your leaflet. If you buy cakes, donuts, pies and other baked goods in our cafeteria, please tick the purple circle. And if your favourite items are fresh fruit and vegetables, tick the green circle, of course.
Text B. Hi, Linda. It's Max calling. Do you remember that you borrowed one of my science books last week? The one I brought to our biology class? The thing is that I need it urgently now. Could you meet up with me at about 5 p.m. near the swimming pool today? I know that you are having a swimming lesson there, and I will be getting back from my guitar class, so I can take my book on the way home. If, for some reason, you can't do that, please take the book to school tomorrow, will you? Text C.
Excuse me, have you got this umbrella in black or olive?
Yes, we have. But why have you chosen the dark colours? Don't you want anything brighter? We've got this model in pink and white, and with floral patterns too.
I hate pink. As for white, yes, it looks elegant, but it's not very practical.
Of course, black is always in fashion. Here you are. Would you like me to unfold it?
Thank you, but no need. I'm taking it. I mean this black one. It goes well with any clothes. Where can I pay?
Over there, behind the handbag stall. But let me show you how it works first.
OK, as you please.
Text D. Lisa, what are your plans for the weekend?
I don't know yet. Why?
Because I want to invite you to join our skiing party.
Skiing party?
Yes. The forecast says it'll be snowing till Friday, and the temperature will remain below zero for a few more days. A rare opportunity to ski.
It really is. Fine. I'm going to. Thanks for the invitation. All the other things like shopping, cleaning, and even studying can wait till some other time.
A wise decision. All the guys you know will be there. Katie, my neighbour, and her brother Steve, and some of my classmates. I'm sure we'll have a good time. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка 1-6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about different ways of spending free time. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A. I remember that when I was 6, the neighbour's children made fun of me. They said that I was good for nothing, that I was fat and clumsy, and they didn't want to play with me. I felt frustrated and angry. Then I asked my older brother to teach me to play tennis. Though I didn't become a professional player, I can't imagine my life without this game now. I play tennis 3 times a week. Tennis has made me healthy, fit, and confident. The other benefit is a bunch of good friends. Speaker B.
We had a great time, though nobody had expected it to be such fun. I didn't know my classmates were so creative and inventive. Everyone had to wear special costumes that made them look like fairy tale or cartoon characters. Diana was dressed up like a robot, and it was funny when she danced to techno music. She said she made that costume all by herself, from an old jeans jacket, a helmet, and some foil. Now these fancy dress parties have become our favourite entertainment.
Speaker C. I don't often go to parties. It's not that I'm too shy or unsociable, I just don't like crowds of people around me. But I like music very much, live music especially. It can be classical or modern music, but to my mind, live music is much more emotional than recorded music. I can play the piano myself, not like a professional, of course, but whenever I have time, I practice playing the piano and it makes me feel happy. Now I'm planning to learn to play the guitar too. Speaker D.
We were told that Mrs. Jenny was sick and were about to go home when another teacher invited us to join her group. I was surprised to see how diverse her group was. There were people of different ages and different builds. Some people didn't look sporty at all. But when the music was on, all those people started to move their bodies and feet to music. Their often clumsy movements could not spoil the impression. Their coach encouraged them, and they did their best in response.
Speaker E. Do you enjoy karaoke? Lots of people would say they hate it. That is why I only sing when I'm alone. I sing popular songs from films and cartoons. It may sound strange, but singing is the best way for me to improve my language skills. I can sing songs in different languages, which, by the way, is a very good method of memorising foreign words and phrases and enhancing pronunciation. I hope I'll manage to learn a few languages in this easy and pleasant way. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about different ways of spending free time. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A. I remember that when I was 6, the neighbour's children made fun of me. They said that I was good for nothing, that I was fat and clumsy, and they didn't want to play with me. I felt frustrated and angry. Then I asked my older brother to teach me to play tennis. Though I didn't become a professional player, I can't imagine my life without this game now. I play tennis 3 times a week. Tennis has made me healthy, fit, and confident. The other benefit is a bunch of good friends. Speaker B.
We had a great time, though nobody had expected it to be such fun. I didn't know my classmates were so creative and inventive. Everyone had to wear special costumes that made them look like fairy tale or cartoon characters. Diana was dressed up like a robot, and it was funny when she danced to techno music. She said she made that costume all by herself, from an old jeans jacket, a helmet, and some foil. Now these fancy dress parties have become our favourite entertainment.
Speaker C. I don't often go to parties. It's not that I'm too shy or unsociable, I just don't like crowds of people around me. But I like music very much, live music especially. It can be classical or modern music, but to my mind, live music is much more emotional than recorded music. I can play the piano myself, not like a professional, of course, but whenever I have time, I practice playing the piano and it makes me feel happy. Now I'm planning to learn to play the guitar too. Speaker D.
We were told that Mrs. Jenny was sick and were about to go home when another teacher invited us to join her group. I was surprised to see how diverse her group was. There were people of different ages and different builds. Some people didn't look sporty at all. But when the music was on, all those people started to move their bodies and feet to music. Their often clumsy movements could not spoil the impression. Their coach encouraged them, and they did their best in response.
Speaker E. Do you enjoy karaoke? Lots of people would say they hate it. That is why I only sing when I'm alone. I sing popular songs from films and cartoons. It may sound strange, but singing is the best way for me to improve my language skills. I can sing songs in different languages, which, by the way, is a very good method of memorising foreign words and phrases and enhancing pronunciation. I hope I'll manage to learn a few languages in this easy and pleasant way. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленные им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова, без артиклей, из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Excuse me, could you take part in our survey?
Yes, I could, but I need to be at the theatre in half an hour, so you don't have much time.
It won't take us long. What are you going to watch at the theatre, by the way?
It's not that. We are rehearsing a new play today.
Oh, you are an actress, aren't you? I think I've seen your photos on the theatre posters.
Yes, I am. I've been working in the City Theatre for 20 years already.
And now you are... It feels stupid to ask an actress about her age, but...
It's okay. I'm 40.
Thank you. You look younger, of course. Do you eat anything special, like most celebrities do?
No, not really. I like all kinds of vegetables and try to avoid meat, pastries and cakes. No fizzy drinks.
Right. Vegetables are a very healthy choice.
Yes, and I prefer them grilled, with some oriental spices. My mum taught me a few wonderful recipes.
Is she from Egypt, Turkey, or India? I'm asking because spices are used a lot in cooking there.
Not only there. My parents are from Germany. They still live in Berlin. And I was born there too.
I see, but you don't have any German accent.
It's because I've travelled a lot and...
And what transport do you prefer for travelling? Is it by plane?
I go by plane most often, right? But I prefer the good old train. It feels relaxing and cosy, and you can enjoy conversations with people who are not in a hurry.
Yes, I think I understand. And trains do not pollute the environment as much as planes or cars do, if that matters.
Of course it does.
And getting back to the healthy lifestyle, do you do any sport?
Not much, to be honest. I do aerobics to be fit, and that's about all. My husband and children cycle and run and hike like crazy, but they can't convert me to their active lifestyle. I prefer relaxing to developing muscles.
Right. I'll write it as aerobics.
As you please.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Excuse me, could you take part in our survey?
Yes, I could. But I need to be at the theatre in half an hour, so you don't have much time.
It won't take us long. What are you going to watch at the theatre, by the way?
It's not that. We are rehearsing a new play today.
Oh, you are an actress, aren't you? I think I've seen your photos on the theatre posters.
Yes, I am. I've been working in the city theatre for 20 years already.
And now you are... It feels stupid to ask an actress about her age, but...
It's okay. I'm 40.
Thank you. You look younger, of course. Do you eat anything special, like most celebrities do?
No, not really. I like all kinds of vegetables. And try to avoid meat, pastries and cakes. No fizzy drinks.
Right. Vegetables are a very healthy choice.
Yes, and I prefer them grilled, with some oriental spices. My mum taught me a few wonderful recipes.
Is she from Egypt, Turkey or India? I'm asking because spices are used a lot in cooking there.
Not only there. My parents are from Germany. They still live in Berlin. And I was born there too.
I see, but you don't have any German accent.
It's because I've travelled a lot and...
And what transport do you prefer for travelling? Is it by plane?
I go by plane most often, right? But I prefer the good old train. It feels relaxing and cosy. And you can enjoy conversations with people who are not in a hurry.
Yes, I think I understand. And trains do not pollute the environment as much as planes or cars do, if that matters.
Of course it does.
And getting back to the healthy lifestyle. Do you do any sport?
Not much, to be honest. I do aerobics to be fit, and that's about all. My husband and children cycle and run and hike like crazy, but they can't convert me to their active lifestyle. I prefer relaxing to developing muscles.
Right. I'll write it as aerobics.
As you please.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.